This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. A couple more hours left of the Jesse Kelly Show. And I know it's Thursday and you're excited for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, but that has to wait till tomorrow. Get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Chris asked during the break for an update on the whole mustache thing. You see, in case you weren't listening last night, I decided to do something I don't think I've ever done on the radio. Is it called a bet? I laid down a marker. It's called a bet, really, even though I'm not getting paid back. A wager, maybe a wager. I don't know. It doesn't feel like those things, but it is one of those things. And what I said was this. All the experts, all the polling experts and consultants are all saying Democrats might lose 25 seats in the House. And I said, That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. You know, you live in, you're way too deep in the DC bubble if you think Democrats are only going to lose 25 seats. I said they will lose 40 plus. And if Democrats, and I'm just talking about the House of Representatives, and I said if they don't lose 40 plus seats, I will shave the beard off into a mustache. Now, I don't exactly know why I said that last night. You should know, in case, for you new listeners of the show, you're supposed to, in radio, you're supposed to plan out a show. They have what's called a show sheet, which no one, remember, I'm new at radio. I've only been doing this a few years. Apparently, this is a normal thing. I didn't even know it existed until I was 2 years into doing radio. They have every single segment. Guys have these show sheets, and so he knows, halfway through the next hour, I'll have this, or halfway through the next hour, I have that. Well, I don't like doing that. If I ever tell you, and I do sometimes, an hour and a half from now, we're having a guest, there's a reason if I have guests on, I have them all at the same time. That's because I don't have a show sheet, and I wouldn't remember when I'm having them on. Medal of Honor Monday, it's 1 hour into every Monday show. I just can remember that, then I don't have to write anything down. So I don't prep really anything you hear. Here, Michael and Chris print off a bunch of articles. I just kind of sit down and we talk. I wasn't planning on saying that about the mustache, but now that I said it, it's real because you'll yell at me if I don't hold up to it. I went home last night and this was probably a mistake, but I thought it would be better to get ahead of the problem before. Chris, right? I thought it'd be better to get ahead of the problem. Sitting there talking with the wife. I told the wife about the deal I had made. She was not happy. She was not happy at all. But look, we've crossed the Rubicon, baby. It's too late now. The mustache is coming in. 40 plus seats or the mustache is coming in. Michael in Jersey. Go, boss.
Yes, Machine Gun Kelly, I have a question for you. Yes. And after I ask you this question, I want you to hit the machine gun for me and shoot me up again. What is the militia? I heard a man named Pat Burns speaking about a militia. Is there such a militia in the U.S. here? What is it?
There absolutely is a militia. And you know what? It's amazing. We don't even need modern-day journalists with CNN or MSNBC to tell us what a militia actually is. You know why? I'll tell you why. If you're watching right now on the simulcast, you watch me do the show. If you want to, you can watch me do the show. You have to go to thefirsttv.com/Jesse. But if you're watching, I'm holding up something right here. It's called a pen. Really amazing stuff. And it's full of ink. And if I take the cap off, I can take this white piece of paper and draw something on it. Like I just drew this amazing stick figure. We're going to call it me. So I'll give him big muscles and everything else. See, there's a stick. What, Chris? Anyway, the founding fathers, they had these too. It's crazy. They not only had pens, they had paper. And do you know what Thomas Jefferson said? Do you know what he said about the militia? What the founders meant by militia? Well-regulated militia, Second Amendment part. You know what Thomas Jefferson said? The militia is the whole people. That's what he called it. The whole people. Who is the militia? It is the whole people. How about that? Dave in Colorado, I got a feeling this one's going to be a disaster. Go, Dave.
Oh, man, I just love this show. Anyway, but what I'm calling about is that this is everything you've talked about is stuff that I wanted to do, to say before, and you said it. It was that all of this stuff, we need to stand up for ourselves. We're not doing it, just like you said. We've been just...
Well, you're not wrong, Dave. Actually, you're not wrong. We haven't been doing it, and it's along the lines of what I've said. We haven't been doing it. However... I think I didn't want to come across as too harsh on us for what we've been. Now, if this continues in the future, I'm going to keep being harsh, and I know you will, Dave, as well. What we've been, we were people who grew up in a country who could trust its institutions. Now, I'm not naive and I'm not a child. The American government has always lied. It has always been corrupt on some level because that's the nature of government. Every government has been. But at least for most of our history, you as an American, look, here's a great example. You, me, for how much of our history, for how much of your life could you listen to the director of the CDC tell you something about a disease? And you can probably take that to the bank, right? The director of the CDC, have you ever once in your life prior to the last 2 years distrusted the director of the Center for Disease Control? Of course not. It's the Center for Disease Control. He just wants to contain diseases. And so that, of course not. Now, if I say the Center for Disease Control, you probably roll your eyes, and rightfully so. Now, that's quite a cultural shift right out of the blue, right? I mean, let's not be too hard on what we've been. They've been busy infiltrating, infecting, and destroying all of our institutions out from under us. Way beyond government ones, too. I mean, they took sports from us. Schools were their biggest one. They're in the churches. They're in the churches. Half the churches in this country preach this filth from the pulpit. I've told you before, I lost my church during all the St. George Floyd riots. George Floyd dies. We go to church next day. My pastor gets up there and he's preaching about white privilege. It's just they've infected so much. But I don't think we should be too hard on ourselves for what we've been, because that's quite a thing to happen for you in front of your eyes. And I will say this: I feel worse for older people than me. If you're in your 60s, 70s, 80s. I mean, I'm 40. Again, I'm not going to bring it up, but I'll be 41 on July 20th. But if you're in your 60s or 70s, you've lived what? Two-thirds of your life? Three-fourths of your life by now? You've lived the bulk of your life. And so you've had this country that you could trust, these institutions you could trust for the huge majority of your life. And all of a sudden, I mean, if you're 75 today and you wake up and you realize, no, you can't turn on the nightly news anymore and get anything resembling the truth or the news. You're telling me if you're 80 right now listening to the sound of my voice, and I know we have a bunch of people that age listening to the sound of my voice, you all of a sudden have to learn how to sift through the media and social media and figure out, oh, I have to go to this blog because these people lied. Man, that's a lot. That's like relearning how to walk when you're that old. I don't want to say this because this word is banned in my house. And gosh, I shouldn't even say it now because I despise the word. Thinking about saying the word sucks. But that's unfair. It is. You know what? Even then it sounded gross. That's unjust. That is unjust if you're up there in years and now you wake up one day and look around and the thought of the FBI makes you roll your eyes. That's crazy. But that's where we are. And I'll tell you something. And gosh, this is going to kind of a downer here, but we've had this talk before. That's going to be how you think about your military soon, too. I'll explain what I mean by that in just a minute. And yeah, those were good. I'll take some more of those. That was killer. 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. I know it's a culture shock. Look, it's a culture shock that you can't go buy a pack of Oreos now without getting political. Buying a pack of Oreos is political. The cell phone service you use has become a political decision. It wasn't a political decision back when I had AT&T. It was just my first cell phone company. Now, if you have AT&T, you're funding people who hate your freaking guts. If you have T-Mobile, if you have Verizon, these are wretched companies. MyPillow, companies like MyPillow, that's a political decision too. MyPillow, while everyone else has been hiding under their bed about election integrity, Mike Lindell and MyPillow, they've been costing themselves business to fight for it. How about that? They have a flash sale on MyPillows right now if you'd like. Might be time to stock up for Christmas gifts. MyPillow.com promo code Jesse gets you a MyPillow as low as $19.88. These things are like magic. Gosh, I love them. MyPillow.com promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, and don't worry, we are so close to Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I can taste it. Remember, get your questions emailed into jesse@jessekellyshow.com now. 877-377-4373 is the number if you want to call in tonight. But to finish my rant I was going on there about how it's quite a culture shock that you wake up one day and you can't trust your institutions. And again, I'm not naive. I know every government is corrupt, and ours has always been corrupt too. That's the nature of government. And every media lies. Our media has been lying for decades. I'm not saying that, but it's never been this bad. It's never been this insidious and purposeful. And what I said before we went to break was, look, the FBI makes you roll your eyes now. And I said the military is next. The stories, we have so many military people who listen to the show who are currently in. And the stories they email me about the rot that's taking place inside the military, and the political purges that are going on, and the open anti-white racism, and they're kicking out the vaccine guys. And now we hear about all the recruiting numbers. The recruiting numbers are a disaster. They're not bad. It's a disaster at this point in time. Why? Because patriotic, mostly right-wing young Americans are the ones who've been fighting your wars for you since the inception of the country, and they don't want to sign up to shower with transgenders. They're not going to sign up to learn how evil Whitey is. They're going to go do something else. What does that mean? It means as we speak, not 5 years from now, as we speak, the military is going from something we've all held so high, it's turning into something you're not going to hold high anymore. And that's awful. When I was a very immature, not like I am now, Chris, when I was a very immature young man and knew I needed to grow up and wanted to serve and wanted to see if I was tough, and I had looked up to the Marines my whole life. As a child, I would read books about Marines, and what if my sons grow up in a world where they don't? That'll be a culture shock for me. It is. As I watch it happen right now, it's a culture shock for me. But that's where we're going. It's what these people do. Rob in Washington, go.
I need to help, Oracle. According to my high school education, these medical events, every single one has three humans involved, one that can't speak, one that doesn't get a choice, in my opinion, in a lot of situations. The one has more say in what's going to go on. But the male, if I could be wrong here, but doesn't the family name, does that still go with the male? So then, you know, maybe this event that happened, maybe this male only had one opportunity to extend his family name. And
he's not wrong. The man should have a say too, right? But see, there's something else that goes on here, and it's actually deeper and worse than you can imagine. Well, I don't have to say than you can imagine. Many, you're probably aware of this, but the ongoing assault on men in this country is something that's really, really disgusting. And you see this. This is another one of those things that's happening within every single part of the system. If you go to entertainment, the entertainment industry, sitcoms in Hollywood, what are all the dudes? What's the dad of every one of those family sitcoms? Oh, I'm so stupid. All I know how to do is drink beer and drool. Thank God for the saintly woman who's always wise and knows what to do, or I'd be sitting here picking boogers out of my nose. It's gone into our legal profession badly, really, really, really badly. The things that happen to men right now in our court system, it's disgusting, especially when it comes to family law. If you've ever dealt with something like that, it's really, really, really bad. It's that way in the medical profession. Men are just tossed aside, including abortions. Men are just tossed aside as if they don't have any say-so at all. Now, I'm grateful to God I never found myself in this situation. Maybe you have, but can you imagine you were young, stupid, made a mistake with maybe somebody you cared about, deeply, maybe a girlfriend. Like I said, maybe you screwed something up and she got pregnant. Imagine her telling you, I'm going to kill your child, and you not having any say-so in that at all. I mean, I don't know what I would have done. I would have been gutted beyond belief, horrified, angry. But he's right. Men aren't even brought up. Aren't even brought up. It's crazy. Teresa, Washington, go.
Hey, you heard of Black Lives Matter? I challenge Black Lives Matter and all the wealthy black athletes, multimillionaire contract, whatever, basketball, on and on and on, to take care of those black people in Africa. They're going to starve. They're black, obviously. They don't want to bring them to the United States.
Joaquin in Pennsylvania, go.
Oh, Jesse, you picked me up at the wrong time. Hey, all right, first thing is that it's tinfoil hat time. With Wingnut Joaquin, I want to talk about the school shootings. But first, I really need to take Seth to school. I think I know how to make Jesse Kelly talk. Have you become the Jolly Green Giant and got a bourgeois Tesla?
I didn't get a Tesla, Joaquin. And you know what? Allow me to clear. I need to defend my name here because it's for those who are new listeners. My mentor in this business is Michael Berry. He's a big nationally syndicated radio host. He's great. Just great. He's the reason I'm not still selling RVs. I was an RV sales manager when I met him, what, 4 years ago now. He came on the radio show and was giving me a bunch of crap. And he told everybody that I got a midlife crisis car. Well, he said I got a nice car. That's what he said. He said he got this big, nice car. When I signed with Premier, I went out and got a nice car. I then was forced to admit against my will that I did something I'd never done before. And yes, I got a midlife crisis car. I've never had a nice car. I just wanted a nice car. I wanted a nice car. I've had so many crappy cars, and I finally wanted a nice one, and I went out and bought it. It's a midlife crisis car. No, I didn't buy a Tesla. And no, I didn't buy any electrical vehicle of any kind. I will explain why, and then I have some great audio. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, and I'm going to get to this heartbreaking news out of L.A. We're all going to be sad together. All right, we're all going to be sad together, but I want to remind you, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You can email me all your questions now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And someone was asking about my midlife crisis car if I bought a Tesla, because I haven't told anyone what I bought yet. No, I'm not against Tesla or anything like that. It wasn't a principled stand. My stand is this. My buddy has a Tesla, and he goes on these trips with his family. Not even far trips. Every 250 miles. It's a little over 3 hours of driving. Every 250 miles, he has to stop at a gas station, specifically one with the electric charging ports, and if this is a gigantic if there's no line, he has to sit at the gas station for a half hour to 45 minutes while his vehicle recharges. That's if there's no line. He has been at gas stations before for an hour and a half. When I road trip, I know all of our medical community listeners are going to email in and yell at me, and that's fine. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. When I travel by plane or by car, you know I purposely dehydrate myself? I will wake up. I will eat some salty eggs, salty whatever. I'll add more salt to them. I'll have the bare minimum of liquid to go down with them, and then I won't drink any water. You know why? Because I would rather have cotton mouth like Hunter Biden than have to pull over and stop when I'm on the road. The Kellys don't stop. My old man was the same way. When we'd go hunting or something like that when I was a kid, and we were always hunting in Montana. And sometimes in Montana, I mean, you can drive 5-6 hours without getting to your destination, and you're still in Montana. People don't know how big Montana is. My dad's not pulling over so you can pee, okay? That's not even an option. And in fact, if it gets bad enough that you have to pee, son, I suggest you get real, real, real well acquainted with that Gatorade bottle that's sitting there in the center console, because we ain't pulling over to pee. And I have since passed that mild form of child abuse down to my children. I've told this story before. We go dove hunting down in about 4 hours away here in Texas every September. We go down there, we go dove hunting. And I went with my buddy last time, his two boys and my two boys. And he drove on the way down, which sucked because he drives like an old grandma. And of course, he's like the nicest human being on the planet. So whenever one of the kids, my kids, his kids, I got to pee, daddy, can I got to pee? He's finding a gas station, he pulls in to pee. One time, I kid you not, we had to pull over and allow a kid to pee 20 minutes, 2-0, after we just left the gas station where they peed before. So you would have loved it. I wish I caught it on camera, because I wish I could have got their faces on camera. We were getting ready to take off for home. It was my turn to drive. I was going to drive home, and I called all the kids in front of me. We were eating pancakes, some IHOP or something like that. We're sitting there eating pancakes, and I told them, I said, kids, nice guy drove you down here. Mr. Stop and Pee Whenever You Want guy, you better understand, nice guy's gone now. Now I'm driving. This bathroom sitting beside you is the last one you're going to see before you walk in your house. We have about 5 hours of driving. I suggest you go in and pee, and I suggest you put the soda down from now on. That's how it's done right there. All right. So, no, I'm not buying an electrical car for just that reason. Did you hear Burgess Owens? Burgess Owens is that congressman, former Raider, by the way, which is really, really cool. Congressman, yeah, he's a cool dude, Chris, really, really cool dude. I hung out with him in Colorado a little bit one time. Anyway, he was going off about all the things Democrats have said about our greatest living American, Clarence Thomas. I thought it was a pretty good read.
Samuel L. Jackson called Justice Thomas Uncle Clarence and tweeted that a ban on interracial marriage is next. Representative Benny Thompson called Justice Thomas Uncle Tom, citing his support for voter ID in opposition to affirmative action. He stated that Justice Thomas doesn't like black people. He doesn't like being black. I'm going to take a second and repeat that line. Justice Thomas doesn't like black people. He doesn't like being black. Chicago Mayor Lightfoot attacked Justice Thomas in a profane rant, suggesting the decision would lead to overturning gay marriage. Hillary Clinton called Justice Thomas an angry person of grievance. It's not just Justice Thomas the attack. CNN suggested that Congresswoman Myra Flores wasn't the real deal. They believe, and I quote, she holds views outside Latino mainstream. Myra, too, dares to think differently than what the elitist left demands. A guest on MSNBC, Joy Reid, called Virginia Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears a black mouth of white supremacy.
A lot of people have been sharing that, and he goes on, and it's pretty good. And I'm certainly not insulting Burgess here, but a lot of people have been sharing that, and they're saying things. Maybe you've said similar things about the Democrats are the real racists. The left are the real racists. The communists, they're the real racists. They say we're racist, but they're really the real racists. And I have explained before, and I'll explain again, that's not true. Now, that's not a compliment to them. Just hang with me a second. The communists is not a racist. The communist only cares about communism. That's all he cares about. When they lash out like that at any black person on the right who dares to do something that's against them, it's not because they're the real racists. It's because that person has become, in their minds, a heretic, and they're trying to simply destroy them. It's about destruction. It's not about racism. Remember, they don't care. America's communists don't care about any of the things they tell you they care about. They don't care about gay people. They don't care about women, black people. They definitely don't care about illegal immigrants and the plight of the immigrant. They don't care. They don't care about the climate. They don't care. They care about using those different brands of the same communism that all falls under the umbrella of communism. They care about using them to advance communism. The second one of them steps out of line and starts to hamper the advancement of communism, then whoever that person is will be destroyed. Don't believe me? Go look at how they talk to conservative women. Does that look feminist to you? You ever known, or maybe you are a gay person who is on the right? You've been welcomed with open arms? You feel welcome? Black people? You a black person on the right? How many times have you been called Uncle Tom or worse? I mean, my goodness, they say the most despicable things. They'll back to the plantation. They'll call them the N-word. Just the most despicable things. And we always take the wrong lesson from that. We hear them use those words, and we think that's genuinely their motivation. Oh, they're really racist. No? I mean, I guess maybe you can say to their credit, they genuinely don't care about race at all. Or sex, or anything like that. They care about communism. As long as you're serving that purpose, fine. The second you stop serving that purpose, whatever your color or gender, they believe you should be taken out and shot, just like every other communist. All right. I still have more. We have a mental health thing we're going to talk about, and I'll take a couple more calls because these have been good. 877-377-4373. Remember, as wild as all this seems and as overwhelming as all this seems, we have to get more insular. We have to take care of each other and take care of ourselves. We are never going to be able to take back this country from the communist menace if we're a bunch of man boobs. We're just not. Testosterone levels are in free fall in this society, and don't blame yourself for that. I mean, you may have made some bad choices, but there's estrogens in the water, estrogens in the plastics. That's just, I mean, testosterone levels cut in half in 50 years? Do the math on that for another 50. Chalk, natural herbal supplements, not chemicals, not medicine, not another prescription. Natural herbal supplements, U.S. manufacturing. They have a male vitality stack. That's what I've been taking it for months and months and months now. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. It's insane. They have a female vitality stack too, ladies. They have all kinds of supplements, natural ones, and they're anti-communist. 35% off for my listeners. Go to choq.com, code Jesse. choq.com, code Jesse.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. I'm sorry about that song Chris just played. I don't think it's very good. He loves it. What, Chris? I don't like it. I don't think it's very good. What is this? Who is this? Audio Slave. I think we have this conversation every time you play it. It's okay. It's not more. Let's not pretend like it's more than okay, Chris. All right? Let's not pretend like it's more than okay. You know who else isn't more than okay? Grandma Vodka got super upset when she got asked about Trump today.
Trump has indicated that he plans to announce a 2024 run in the next month or so. What impact would that have on the midterms, and would it benefit Democrats, in your opinion?
Do I ever even mention his name? Would I even waste my time talking about him? What I will say is, and I'll say this, and I've said it again and again, Democrats have absolutely no intention of losing the House in November, and the Senate, too. We are mobilized. We are fortified. We have great candidates. And we have a great... Our country is at risk. Our democracy is at risk. But what we are campaigning on are the kitchen table issues that affect America's working families. So they know the difference between a Democratic and Republican administration on top of a Congress, on top of which our democracy is at stake.
The democracy is at stake. Haven't you heard? Let's get this some emails. Most humble, symmetrical-faced, elitist shogun. Thank you for talking about the swamp rat Republicans that voted to make this country drive faster off the cliff. No one other than you has said this. The cause of inflation, COVID lockdowns. Thank you for speaking the truth and not just going the direction of the popular wind. Just a listener that would be proud to fly the Republic of Jesse flag. Look, he's talking about last night. In case you missed it, you can go download the podcast on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. I opened up last night's show. Remember, inflation was the hot news yesterday. We got the big inflation numbers, and they were terrible. And I watched all day long as every Republican elected official ranted about Joe Biden, and every right-wing pundit on radio and TV and writing, they all ranted about Joe Biden and Joe Biden's inflation. And look, it's like I said yesterday. Yeah, Joe Biden made it all worse. He's terrible. He's as bad as you can be. I get all that. If you're a Republican who voted for the $2.2 trillion CARES Act, I don't want to hear you blame Joe Biden for inflation. Republicans stood by and printed $6 trillion before Joe Biden ever got into office. Republicans across the country signed on to stop an economy, and then we paid people not to work after we stopped the economy. And now we look around and people can't afford eggs and meat, and we want to say it's all Joe Biden's fault. Oh, Joe Biden's made it a lot worse. There's no question about it. Joe Biden is not solely responsible for this. Not by a long shot, man. Not by a long shot. I mean, we want to blame things all the time, but we always want to blame the wrong things. I'm looking at a headline right here. This is freaking sad. New Orleans is on pace to have one of the highest murder rates, not in America, in the world. In the world. And again, right now, if I just read that headline to you, and it's tempting to say things like, well, yeah, it's Democrats. That's right. You're right. It is a Democrat-run city. It's mostly Democrats. That's totally fair. After St. George Floyd died, do you remember what the GOP response was after St. George Floyd died? After St. George Floyd died, and everybody and their brother in the system decided the cops were the enemy and black people were horribly oppressed in America, and it was just like slavery, and every athlete and entertainer and media talking head and Democrat politician, they all lined up to dump on America and the cops suck. What was the GOP response? Tim Scott immediately got to work with despicable Cory Booker on a federal police reform bill, ramping up the insane rhetoric that the cops are the problem. Well, we attacked the cops, defunded them, demonized them, and now we have American cities approaching Juarez levels of murder in this country. And everyone wants to look at the other guy. What were you saying after St. George Floyd died? What were you saying then? Because I saw a whole lot of Republicans. Maybe we should change the military base names. I'm not comfortable with Robert E. Lee. You losers. Did not realize you're sitting there negotiating with filth. Filth. And now black people are dying in droves in the city. Where are you now, Mr. Black People Republican? I thought you loved black people so much. That's why you hated Robert E. Lee. Well, they're dying now. Anything? Crickets? Man, it's awfully quiet out there. Gosh, you wonder why I tell you to buy a freaking hero gun. You can't walk to the store in these big cities now without looking over your shoulder. And I'll tell you something else. Put your daggone cell phone in your pocket and put your hand on your hero gun in these big cities now. And remember, it's a non-lethal gun. You don't need a concealed carry permit for it. You don't have to be a gun guy or a gun girl or, Jesse, my city won't let me have it. Check your city's laws. You should be good to go. A hero gun does not require a concealed carry permit, has a laser sight on it, point and squeeze. That's all you have to do. Point and squeeze shoots these pepper balls. They're debilitating. It'll save your daggone life. Cell phone in your pocket, hand on your hero gun. Go to hero2020.com. Use the code Jesse because it gets you a special discount, all right? Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply. Protect yourself out there, man. Highest in the world. Gosh, that is so crazy to me. Vic in New York. Go, boss.
I'm ready. Hello.
Go, Vic.
Hello. All right. Listen, I've been listening to your dialogue, and I am twice your age. I've served in the war in the Army during Vietnam.
Semper Fi,
sir. And I have a totally different spin than you. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go.
Can you hear me? So, I grew up in Vietnam. I served in the military. You say you can't trust the government. Our government, under Democratic presidents, involved us in a war for the fear of communism, which was a lie. The Gulf of Tonkin, we lost 58,000 Americans. We now trade and have a good relationship with a country that we were told if we didn't defeat, communism would take over Asia. Fast forward to 19 under George Bush, weapons of mass destruction. We go into a country on a false premise. We lose thousands of men. We kill hundreds of thousands of people. We cause great turmoil in the Middle East. That was my government. Now, that, those things they did were much more divisive about than Black Lives Matter or all of this poppycock about these social issues, which are used by both parties to win votes. This is, you know, you said it very clearly about the Democrats. They would sell their soul for votes to sell the Republicans. Last comment. You keep talking about communists. I've been a businessman for 50 years. I have paid.
We ran out of time. But he didn't make bad points. Those were good points. Vic, you didn't get hung up on because you sucked. You got hung up on because we ran up against the break. All right. Chris, of all people, I know this is shocking, asked a really good question about identity politics. I'll answer it next. I'll get to more of these. 877-377-4373.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.